Last time we checked in with Lucy Billingsley, the co-partner Billingsley and Company, she was finishing out more work at Cypress Waters, going to have a lot of outdoor concerts and a lot more buildings being built, and it's time to fresh back from breakfast with at Albertay's. Time to check back in with Lucy Billingsley. Good to have you with us.
A pleasure to be here.
You're going to be building out there forever. In fact, everything you do, whether it's One Arts or our Cypress Waters or Austin Ranch, I guess you just keep on building.
Well, happily, I married a guy that buys big tracts of land, so that we've got a long way to go. A lot of fun.
And is that a commentary on the economy? I mean, is the demand still there?
The demand is really quite steady. For us, it's remarkable. Of course, we're all wondering how long does this go on. And the jobs are still coming. And as long as the jobs are coming, this economy is safe in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Interest rates are so incredibly low. That's got to be a dynamic that's been missing. I mean, most of your real estate career, most of my career anyway, I've never seen interest rates like this.
Yeah, they've never been this low, and it's a tremendous gift because construction costs are not low. They've been going up, and none of us want to see inflation in rents. We want to give affordable products to people so that our lifestyles are all stronger as a result of it. So interest rates are really the rudder that's keeping this economy steady as far as inflation and rents is concerned.
Yeah, the other dynamic in your business has got to be workers trying to find, I mean, this is such a tight labor market. I would think that either they're invisible or are expensive.
That's right. They're expensive and hard to find. When we're doing a job fair for maintenance workers, we have to give the job offer that day or they'll get another job someplace else the next day. So it's very tight, and that's a difficulty for us, but it's great for the workforce in this metroplex. And that's why I think there's a rush of people moving to Dallas-Fort Worth because of these jobs. And so that gives growth. It's really fantastic.
The other thing, and I know you see this in corporate America, all the relocations, is Texas, at least right now, is a desirable state. It's relatively inexpensive to live in. It's a right-to-work state. We don't have any state income tax.
Texas is the easiest state in the nation to do business in. And it's because the state does not have overbearing regulations and burdens on corporations. You know, in California, the antithesis of Texas, it's not just the expense of doing business there, but it's the burden of the bureaucracy. And, we are can-do Texas entrepreneurship, get it done, and that even goes into our government system.
About 90, my guess is 90% of your business, as I know it, is right around here, right around Dallas-Fort Worth. Why? Do you just not have to go anywhere else?
Well, my husband's a big believer in the local people know their city better than anyone else. And so we feel like this is where we've got the best insights. We're fortunate enough to have some industrial in Houston, a little bit in Chicago. We are more familiar with those markets, but this is really where we feel the safest, and the growth and the diversity in this city really spells for a great future.
It's interesting to see all of this activity simultaneously. I mean, you continue to grow Austin Ranch, and Cypress Waters well west is growing, and Plano is about built out, but they seem to keep going, and Frisco is going. There's a movement south. The urban area, downtown, is growing. Can we support all of this simultaneous growth?
And Fort Worth is growing.
Oh, yeah.
And Denton. And so the answer, of course, is yes. This is inherent growth. We are not jumping into speculative development that is high risk. We are doing a bit speculative, anticipating, but not big steps, not big exposure. So the growth here and the development here is really responsive to the jobs that are coming in. We aren't getting over our skis.
Do you compete? Well, you compete with each other, don't you? I'm sure, Ross Perot Jr. wants to put tenants in Alliance, and you want to put them in Cypress Waters. Is there enough business for everybody?
Well, The answer is we do compete, and it's a great competitive circle. We have high regard for our competitors. The corporations need to make their own vetting process and make their own decisions. So fortunately, they've got some very good alternatives. The developers, again, are not building way in advance, hoping and hoping and hoping people will come. So we're not so exposed. We will always have at Cypress Waters one or two buildings ready for tomorrow, no more than that. And once that building gets leased or pre-leased, then we'll start the next building. So we're doing this in judicious steps.
And I guess we also have competition of, you know, Coppell to Frisco to Plano to South Dallas and different areas. There is a sense, however, what we've been hearing from some people is that maybe it's Dallas's turn again. And you see, for example, finally the movement around Valley View at Preston and LBJ, and some movement back into the core of Dallas. Is there a growth area there?
Sure. Look at Uptown. You know, that's been explosive. The Arts District, fantastic area. The Deep Ellum area, Uber stepping over. So the urban development in Dallas is great, and I think that's very important because that's the heart of the city, in the Arts District in particular, with all of the institutions there and the cultural richness of it. But the diversity of restaurants and Bishop Arts and, you know, as we said, Deep Ellum, Legacy, all over this metroplex, Cypress Waters, we've got restaurants hanging out over the lake. The personalities that are getting created around the metroplex offer for richness all over.
Is there any sense at all that we're getting out over our skis, that the real estate lessons that were learned from the 80s when there was the gigantic purge has been lost?
Not yet. You know, we need to be cautious because, you know, if you'll lend a developer money, they'll spend it. And the banks have been more cautious too. There's a lot of equity money available for the equity part, but the banks still have an appropriate standards of lending. And I happen to think the development community that's in Dallas right now is judicious. They are not high risk. They are thoughtful. And many of these players have been here through more difficult times and have no interest in going back to that again.
These are comforting words. Yeah. Lucy Billingsley, our guest today. It's always good to have you with us.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be with you.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.